The sermon is Hashem, Hilchas Basa B'Cholav, Shir 18. Siman Tzadik Beis, Sif Hei. Sif Hei begins the discussion of what's the din if a drop of milk falls onto a pot of meat while it's being cooked. So there are three opinions found in the Rishonim. The Smag holds that if a drop of milk falls onto the pot, the whole pot becomes Aser. And as the Bach explains, since the walls of the pot do not have its own taste, so there's nothing to be mevatel the drop, and therefore the walls of the pot become a chanan, and now we'll need to mevatel the walls of the whole pot. And since in most cases there's not 60 in the contents of the pot against the walls, therefore everything's aser. That's the general rule, that there's not 60 in the contents of the pot versus the walls of the pot. We do find places that if the walls are very thin, and it's a very big pot, that there is a possibility that there will be 60 in the contents of the pot against the walls of the pot. But that's not the usual case. So therefore, according to the Smag, everything's aser. That's the first opinion. The second opinion is the Meram in Rutenberg. The Meram in Rutenberg holds that the drop will aser up to 60 times itself in the walls of the pot, and then we'll need 60 in the contents of the pot against this amount that became aser. Now, the Meram in Rutenberg holds two things. First, he holds that the walls of the pot are not considered connected to what's inside of the pot. Just like we learned in the beginning of this siman, that if a piece of meat falls into milk, the milk that goes into that meat is now not connected to the rest of the milk, and therefore becomes a chanan. So the Meram in Rutenberg holds the same thing by a pot, that the blios in the walls of the pot are not considered connected to the food, and therefore they can become a chanan. That's one thing he holds. Another thing that he holds is that the drop will not spread throughout the whole pot and become bottle. So we have to be afraid that it spreads up until just below 60, and therefore that part becomes aser, and now I'll need 60 in the pot against this area. So the Beis Yosef explains the Meram in Rutenberg that if it would spread throughout the pot, the blios in the walls of the pot could be mevatelot. However, we're afraid that it does not spread throughout the walls of the pot. That's the second opinion. The third opinion is that of the Smak. The Smak differentiates between if the drop fell below the roitiv or above the roitiv. So if it fell below the roitiv, so the Smak holds that all we need is 60 against the drop. And if it fell above the roitiv, hold like the Meram in Rutenberg, that it can spread up to 60, and we're afraid that it does not spread to the part below the rotor, and therefore this part will become aser, and if I pour the contents of the pot out over this spot, I'll need 60 times 60 in the pot. So the Beis Yosef explains that the Smak holds that if it falls below the rotor, it's mutter, because if it spreads throughout the walls of the pot, it will become bottle, like he says in the Meram in Rutenberg. But if it does not spread, that means it goes into the pot, and therefore is bottled in the pot. That's the way the Beis Yosef explains the Smag. Those are the three opinions that are found in the Rishonim. Now let's see the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, Tipas cholav shenofla al hakadeva she'etzel ha'esh mibachutz. If there's a pot being cooked on the stove and a drop falls on the outside, im nofla keneged ha'tafshel, if the drop falls opposite the roitav, ein sorach Elashishim keneged hatipa. You only need 60 in the contents of the pot against the drop. Shemefafeis lefnim, because it spreads inside the pot. V'havikeilu nafla betavshel, and it's as if it fell in the inside of the pot. Just like we said before in Sif Beis, that if it falls into the pot, let's say into the right tip of the pot, everything is mistarif to mevatel the drop. Over here too, if it falls on the outside of the pot, which is opposite to food, it goes into the pot, and everything is mutter. So over here, there's two points brought by the Shachan Taz. One point is, if the drop falls opposite the rotav, should immediately pour out the food. This is in order to prevent bittul, even though it would be bottle, but we prefer not to come onto bittul. That's one din. And the second thing is regarding the pot itself. Does the pot require hagolah to be used again? So according to the Taz, the pot does not require hagolah. The only reason we require hagolah is because of marasayin, because people think that the pot is aser. But Me'ikar HaDin, we do not require a gola, as we'll see later in Sifkat Yutes. But according to the Shach, the pad is aser and needs a gola in order to be used again. So let's continue the Machaber. V'im noflam b'makom aveikam, if it falls opposite the empty part of the pot, v'hi mefafeyas v'doifin hakdeva, and according to the way the Taz explains, it's possible that it will spread in the walls of the pot at samach l'rotev, until close to the rotev, kol kach she'en shishim keneged haktipa, so much that there's not 60 against the drop, have a neser oisem makom hakdeva, that part of the pot becomes aser. And if you pour out the tafshel over that spot, the tafshel will become aser, if it's not 60 times 60. This is the takana. What should you do? Leave it until the food becomes cold, and then you could pour it out, because cold will not draw out the blios from the pot. So let's see Taz of Kotin Yutes. The Taz says, at Samach L'Roitev, the Fi Pirush Beis Yosef, according to the way the Beis Yosef understands, that if it would spread throughout the walls of the pot, the blias in the walls of the pot will be mevatel the drop. So achloimer de kol shem mefafea yoiser habi hekter yoiser. So it would come out that the more it spreads, the better off you are, because if it spreads to more than 60 times the drop, it will be mutter. Deish harba lachluchas ba'isim mokem shol nefilas hatibah v'espashdusa. Because there's a lot of liquid in the walls of the pot, and it will mevatel the drop. So according to this, kasher lituva. I have a question. The lama omar bezeh kol kach she'en shishim neged hatipa. Why does he say that it spreads so much that there's not 60 against the tipa? Elahoy loyma shemal mefafeya ela davar muat she'en b'makom ahu shishim. It should say that the chash is that it only spreads to a small amount. That is not 60. Because if it would spread more, it would be mutter. So you should say that maybe it does not spread so much. V'su, the lashon kol kach, mashma she'vayta lahagdol lashir, v'achar kach omar shelo yesh sham shishim, the mashma bo laktinoy. The lashon of the machaber is that maybe it spreads kol kach so much that it's less than 60 against the drop. When I say maybe it spreads so much, means I want to say the big shir. And then I say that is less than 60. That means that it doesn't spread so much. In other words, so much and less than 60 don't go together. You don't say, maybe there's so much that is not 60. The two don't go together. You usually say, so much that is more than something, not less than something. So therefore he doesn't understand the lashon of the Mechaber, which really is the lashon of the smak. But according to the way the Mechaber holds, that the more it spreads, the better it is. The way it's written is not right. So therefore the Taz says, V'tzorach leimar, that v'chol ha'deyas shemebi ha'tor, that according to all the opinions that the Torah brings, le'savalei shelachluchas shebeseich ha'kli yochal lebatla, letipa. According to the Taz, according to all opinions, the moisture or liquid that's in the walls of the pot cannot be mevatel the drop. Ki mi yodea kama yesham lachluchas. Because how do we know how much there is in the walls of the pot? How do we know that there's 60 in the walls of the pot to move about all the drop? We have to estimate against the whole pot because we don't know how much comes out. We see that we don't know how much gets absorbed into the pot. So the same thing over here. We don't know if there's enough to move out it. But afal gav, that Beis Yosef maybe b'shem haram b'mordechai v'zeh l'sheni, even though the Mordechai says, V'kivon she'ein mispashut b'kol doifneha, since it doesn't spread in all the walls, she'yehei roi loimar she'kol lachluchas she'betfanes meseyein l'bavatel, it doesn't spread enough that we could say that the lachluchas in the walls will be mevatelet. So we see that we're saying that it doesn't spread enough, but if it would spread enough, it's possible that the lachluchas in the walls could be mevatel a drop. So the Taz says, L'vavcha de milsa kosafkein. He only says this as an added thing. Even if we did know that there was enough lachluchas in order to mevatel it, it still wouldn't be good. Because according to the Maram, it doesn't spread. But not that we can really know that there's enough lachluchas to mevatel it. So basically what's coming out is that the Taz is arguing around the way the Beis Yosef learned. The Beis Yosef holds that it's possible that the lachluchas the moisture, liquids in the walls of the pot came about to drop. And if it would spread enough, if it would spread throughout the whole pot, it would be mevatalet. The Taz holds no, we can never say such a thing, because we don't know how much lachluchas there is in the walls of the pot, and therefore we can never say that the walls of the pot will be mevatalet. Okay, nearer b'kol pshat zeh, and therefore, according to this understanding, it comes out, the kama the mispashit goet beit, the more it spreads, the worse you are. She'oisim makamahu, ven mizvat oklal, the more it spreads, the more place of the pot it asers, and we'll never know if there's enough to mevatel it, and therefore if it spreads, more of the pot will become aser. So according to this, he goes to explain the Torah. The explanation of the continuation of the Torah is as follows. B'tchila kosav, in the beginning the Torah wrote, sheyesh iser b'tipa b'kol sviv baser, that the drop of aser was around it. V'achar kach mefarash ad heichan yesh koyach l'iser, and then he explains until how much it will aser. In other words, what's coming out over here is that the Beis have explained that the beginning of the Torah is the smag that holds it completely aser. And then he brings the Maram, and then he brings the smag. According to the Taz, the first part of the Torah is just an introduction. Let's just see a little bit inside. For those that have the Machon, you can find it in the Imri Bina, Sifkat and Tazvav. The Torah says, Tipas cholav shenafal al kadeir she'etzel ha'esh mivachutz, the drop of milk falls in a pot, on the fire on the outside, afilu yesh betavshal lakdeiru shishim kenegda, even if the 60 in the pot against the drop, any yachal avatla, it cannot be mevatalet. Emkena tipa seres hakadeiru, and therefore the drop asers the pot, kolsi v'vaseo, around where the drop fell, v'nesra tavshal shabot, and this part will aser the tavshal. So that, according to the Beis Yosef, that's the smug. According to the Taz is saying, this is like an introduction, that it could aser, and therefore 60 is not enough, and then we'll explain how much we need. According to the Rambam Rotenberg, we need 60 times 60, and according to the smak, it depends where it fell. So the task continues. The Haram Kosav, according to the Maharam, Dim Yesh Shishim Pamim Shishim Demahani, that according to the Rambam Rotenberg, that 60 times 60 is enough, Nimshich Mezeh Shtei Chomois V'Kula Achas. It comes out two Chomois and one Kula. Chomo Achas Tafilo Nafal Negad HaTavshel Le'aminada HaTavshel Mevatla. One chomer is that even if it falls opposite the rotav, opposite the food that's being cooked, we don't say that the tafshel is mevatalet, because as we explained before, pliyos and the water of the pot are a separate entity to the contents of the pot. Chomer shnia dekdeiru nishara is asura. The second chomer is that the pot remains aser. The dovezet doimel lechatichas nevela shenafel lekdeiru. This is similar to a piece of nevela that falls into a pot, v'nizbatla. And the 60 in the pot of Mevatalet, Va'ata Makiva, and you know where the Nevela is, Vadihi Neshua B'Yisua, the Nevela certainly remains Aser. Hachanami B'hai Mokim, Shenispashatom Isin, Nasa Nevela Mamashad Olam. Over here, since you know that the pot became Aser, even if it says 60 times 60 in the contents of the pot against the drop, still, once the pot became Aser, it remains Aser, and you have to do Hagalot in order to use it again. The Kula Achas, there's one Kula, the Yochal La'avis Asadwitiv Tekev, Minakadeva, that you can pour it out when it's still hot, since it's 60 against the complete Isra, meaning 60 times 60. So we have to clarify this line, that he says he can pour it out. So we have to say that he's talking about what fell below the food line. Because if it fell above the food line, the Maharami Rutenberg holds that the drop doesn't spread throughout the pot, and therefore the drop will remain above the food line, and it'll also part of the pot above the food line. So if that's the case, we should not be able to pour it out right away. Because we'll see later that even if it's 60 times 60, even according to the smak, you should not pour it out right away if it's above the food line, because of en mevatlem iser lechatchila, that we do not lechatchila go to mevatel iser. So the same should be according to the Maharami Rutenberg. So we have to say that he's talking about where it fell below the food line, and then he says you could pour it out. So the question is, how is this a kula over the smak? The smak also holds that if it's below the food line, you can pour it out. And not only can you pour it out, we learn that you should pour it out. So this kula of the Taz needs explanation. So that's the Maram. The Sefer Mitzvahs, Choylik, the smak argues, the Svirulei lehefach, mamish, and he holds exact opposite. The Hainu, the Svirulei de yesh sopik im yesh bipur latipa, ayamunan she'in ezozem im akleim aklau. According to the way the Taz explains the smak, the topic of the smak is whether it spreads or does not spread at all. Not like the way the Beis Yosef explains that the suffix is whether it spreads throughout the pot or only a little bit. The suffix b'gemora b'perek dam chatos ena b'derech zeh. Ela im mefafeya min ha-tafshil ha-chatos chutz l'makamed b'shar ha-kli v'oisrei. The suffix over there is whether it spreads more than where it touched or not. So the question is whether it spreads or doesn't spread at all, not whether it spreads throughout the pot or only spreads a little bit. Ken kosef kan, in nafla neged ha-tafshil mutter. Therefore over here it says, if it falls opposite the tafshil, it's mutter, mimonafshach. Im mifafeh b'kuloi, pirusha tipa mifafeh, mimakayim alamakam achar. When it says mifafeh b'kuloi, it means that it spreads from the place that it's in to somewhere else. V'nokot lashen b'chol akli, the goro basar lashen ha-gamor shezachanu. When he says that it spreads the whole kli, he's going after the lashon of the Gemara. Obay mislan eskavim kan elam yesh bipua klal chutz l'makaymai. It only means whether it spreads at all. So if it spreads at all, harei nisbatal machmasat tafshil, it will be batal in the tafshil. The kibun sheyesh lepipua, since it spreads, memela nichnas lefnim l'secha tafshil, therefore goes into the tafshil. Harei bo hatafshil mabatla, and therefore the tafshil will be mabatal it. But if it does not spread at all, it stays where it is. There's no issue at all. Since it doesn't spread at all, therefore it won't go into the pot. Therefore the Torah did not have to bring this mamon of shach. And therefore you don't have to come on to what the Beis Yosef says. So in short, the machlokes is as follows. According to the Beis Yosef, the mamon hashach of the smak is, as we said before, that either it spreads throughout the walls of the pot and becomes batal, or it goes into the tafshil and is batal. But according to the Taz, the mamon hashach is either it does not spread at all, it stays exactly where it is, or it spreads. But if it does spread, it goes into the tafshil and is batal. But it wouldn't help if it spreads throughout the walls of the pot, because like we said before, that, since we don't know how much lachluchos there are in the walls of the pot would not help to be mabatalat. So the Taz says, V'hine lefize, ha-katera gam ke muteris. According to this, the pot is also muter. De'im mifafes lefnim, havikan nofla l'secha tafshil mamish. Because if it spreads into the pot, it's as if the drop fell into the food itself. V'oz gam ha-katera muteris. And then, the pot is also muter. Da'anu choshven doifin ha-katera, ke'iluhu chelak min ha-tafshil mamish, because we look at the walls of the pot as if it's part of the food in the pot. V'meinav mefafeyas, but if it doesn't spread, lo ya'asu gam ha-tafshil shibish l'ba'achal kach, demayshna min ha-rishen. And if it doesn't spread, it won't answer the next thing cooking in the pot. Because what's the difference, the first pot or the second pot? So that's how he explains if it falls opposite the rotav. So now, what happens if it falls apart of the rotav? So the Taz says, V'achakach omer, im nafla koneged ha-rikon, if it fell opposite the empty part of the pot, oz neser chile godol b'kdeira, so then a big part of the pot will become osur, the shemim fafeah chile godol, because maybe it spreads a lot, v'al koponim loy ad ha-rotev, but not until the rotev, dim loy kein ha-rikon nafla neged ha-tapshel shuzachanu, if it does spread up until the rotev, it will have the same din as falling against the food like we said, since the drop is connected to the food. So therefore, it has to be that it spreads up until the rotav, but it is not connected to the rotav. So if you'll say that it's mutter, because there'll be 60 in the pot against the part of the pot that became usher above the rotav, and when it's poured out, it'll be mutter. Maybe it spreads so much, kol kach, ad shelo yehi shishim b'tavshol neged oisa chelak. It'll spread so much that there won't be 60 in the contents of the pot against the part that became usher above the food line. So this is how he's explaining the kol kach of the smak. Because according to the way the Taz is learning, the more it spreads, the more it'll be usher. It'll spread so much that it'll usher the food in the pot if it's poured over it. Because there won't be 60 times the part that became usher. So the Mishnah Zov learns the Taz that even 60 times 60 won't help in this case. Because maybe it will spread little by little until it answers more than 60 times 60. So the people got him asks, so why is it asked even more than 60 times 60? If it's 60, it should be mevatel a drop. So it should only ask up to 60, and then if it's 60 times 60 in the pot, it should be mutter, even if it's four over that side. So the Levushi Svar answers that the Taz, as we'll see in Siman Tzedakhes, holds that the cheres itself, the pot itself, not the blios, but the pot itself could become an avela. And since there's nothing in the pot itself to be mevatel it, so it can spread above the rotav, and aser all the walls of the pot above the rotav, even if there's more than 60. So the Taz continues, Alkain, aser la'aris de'achsham, and therefore you can't pour it over that part. That became aser. The b'zei yishayah chelak ha'kadera b'yisuri la'olam. Because this part will stay aser forever, meaning until you do hagala. V'lei mahari lei shum bitul, and bitul won't help. Meaning as much as it spreads above the roitiv, we won't be able to say that the blios in the walls will be able to mevatel it. So therefore you can't pour it out. V'dayesh l'hakshay, however, you can still have a question. Lama hutzruch lema at samach l'roitiv. Why does it have to say that it falls until close to the roitiv? Hayis michas lamali. Why does it have to spread until close to the roitiv? Hoylei lema mefafeyes chutz l'roitiv. The smak should say that it spreads outside of the roitiv. Da'ikur ha'kavona shalei yitzchab l'roitiv. What the smak wants to say is that it spreads above the roitiv and it does not attach to the roitiv. Why does he have to say that it spreads until close to the roitiv? Yishleimah the kosef kein mishum the roitiv lifsoik she'ein takona el lahanicha atzer tistanin. He says that it spreads close to the roitiv because he paskins that there's nothing to do except let it cool. Ve'ein heter la'aris mitzad hasheni. V'makom shalein espasho ta'isir. And there's no heter to pour it out on the other side. Ayinka meshuve hakli, or to make a hole on the bottom of the kli, kamoshet niskuru tikunim elo b'shar paiskim, like mentioned in other paiskim. The smak doesn't hold of this. L'za amr de yesh chshash, shema hapipua nifsak samach l'roitiv, maybe it spread up until very close to the roitiv. Vim yazaz ha'kli mem kaimai, if you move the kli from its place, yagia l'mokam ha'isir, the roitiv will touch the part that became asir. Okay, yaniach ad shitztanin, dafka. Therefore you have to dafka leave it until it gets cold. When he says that it asers so much, it doesn't mean that the tipa asers. It means that the place that became aser is so great that there won't be 60 times 60 in the pot. So now let's see the Ramah. Ramah says, V'dafka im hakadera yishino. We're talking about a case specifically where the pot was old. Means that it was already used in the last 24 hours. If it's a new pot, in all cases, you only need 60 against the drop that fell on it, even if it fell opposite the empty part of the pot. This is because there's no blios in the walls of the pot for it to answer. So the Shach and Sifkan Chav Bey says, Aval imi chadosho, the das harav bahagor simen tzenaches sif hei, the yesh lochosh lochumra loymer, according to what the Ramah says in Siman Tzedakhes Sif Hei, that one should be machmer that even by a new kli cheres, means a kli cheres that was not used yet and does not have blios in the walls, it still could become a chanan, because he holds that by a kli cheres we say that since we can never remove the blios, because by kli cheres the blios never come out completely, so we say that the walls of the cheres themselves become a chanan. Im kein, hacha dafka betipas cholav aminen hachi. So over here, we're specifically talking about a drop of milk. So we cannot say chanan, since it's completely heter. We only say chanan when milk falls on meat. But when milk falls on something, mutter, we don't say chanan, because there's no iser. The only time we say chanan is when you have iser. So we say that the whole piece becomes a piece of iser. But where it's heter, where it's still mutter, we don't say chanan. So, therefore, if it falls in the pot and there's no blios of meat in the walls of the pot, it will not make the pot chanan. Even if I say that the walls itself could become a chanan, if there's no blios in the walls of the pot, it won't make it a chanan, since it's still mutter. So over here, we're talking about where milk fell on the walls of the pot. But if iser would fall on the wall of the pot, it would make the wall of the pot a chanan, if it's a kli cheres, even if there's no blios, because the Ramah is machmer that a kli cheres itself could become a chanan. Ukedul kamon siman tzadik dalet sevav, aval loy betipas iser. But Shach says aval kavan is bias besiman tzadik ches sivkot nechop aleph. The loy shayach klal loy meshuguf acheres yasin abila. The Shach holds that we never say chanan by the walls of a pot. We never say that the walls themselves could become a chanan. All we say is that the blios could become a chanan. V'mkein hacha afilu betipas iser nami din hachi. And therefore, even by an iser, if it was never used, and there's no blios in the walls of the pot, we also won't say chanan, because the only thing that you have here is the walls of the kli cheres. And the Shach holds that walls of a kli, even by a kli cheres, cannot become a chanan. Aval b'yishena, but if it was already used, mashe balua ba nasa nevela, what's absorbed in the walls will become a nevela, and if only 60 times 60. Miyudatka b'yishena bas yema. When we say that it was used, it's only when it was used in the last 24 hours. If it wasn't used in the last 24 hours, the blios in the walls of the kadeva loy nasas nevela, won't become a nevela. Kivan neisen tam lefgam, since it's the blios are 24 hours old, we say that they don't give good taste, and neisen tam lefgam, and therefore do not become a chanan. This is the rule by all blios absorbed in kalim, that after 24 hours, they will not answer anything. Because they're nice in time of gum. So now let's see the next shach, Sivkot Nechof Gimel. If the Kamon is in Tzarekhes Gabi Kaf, Va'afa Gavda Lechuva Loi Dami Lekaf, our case is not similar to the case of a spoon. The Hosam Kivan Shehi Chadosha, by a spoon we could say if it was new, V'nir Achakach Bo Kadeva, and then it was used to stir a pot, Ein Tzarek Shishim Eleka Negad Masha Bola. If it's used to stir something, let's say it's used to stir a kazayas of milk, so all that it absorbed is at most is a kazayas of milk, and therefore the spoon doesn't become a chanan. And if it's used afterwards, all we need to be mevatel is a kazayas of milk. Aval hacha hakadeva chashiva kama yeshena. But over here the pot is being used at this point, so it should be considered an old pot. Shere mevashnam ba'ata basar, because now it's being used to cook meat. And now the drop of milk fell on it, and it's already being used, so there's already blios in the walls of the pot. So how could it be a new pot if it's now being used? So the Shach says, since you want to answer the walls because of the drop, maybe the cooking does not spread throughout the pot. And therefore we'll say that the blios of what's being cooked in it won't spread upwards. And if it does spread upwards, then the drop should also spread downwards. And since we're being afraid that the drop does not spread downwards, so we'll also say that the blios in the pot do not spread upwards. And since it's a new pot, there's no blios in the walls of the pot, and therefore there's nothing for it to answer, and all we need is 60. Or Yishlemi, the Mayri Bekadeiro Chadosha. Second terrace is, they were talking about a new pot, Shenafal Lihatipa, that the drop fell on it, Kishadayin Licham, Hatafshal. Before, the pot became hot, and therefore the drop will only go into the pot before the blio spread up into the pot. And if they do spread upwards, it will be in battle of the drop. Inami, a third terrace, Acha Shenafla Hatipa, Alakadeva shall mayim, that the drop fell on a pot of water, and as we said, since it's hatter, we don't say chanan, and after that, nasna babasa. Then the meat was put in the pot, so again, the drop never had a chance to become a chanan. Those are the three answers of the Shach. Let's see Sivvav. Machaba says, Nogu ha'ilam lesser kishanaf la'ala doifin shaloi kaneged ha'roitiv. The minig is to aser if it falls opposite the empty part, and the Taz brings the reason from Nisav Eter that we're afraid that maybe part of it became Aser, and then later the Roitiv went up to the part that became Aser, and now this part will Aser the pot. And the Shachla brings from the Marai, who went through all of Menhagim, and says that the Minig was to be Mater by letting it cool, and you don't have to be afraid that the Roitiv hit the part that became Aser. However, Balamaisa Yosef Siddah says that we can only be Mekel in and have some movement on Erev Shabbos, like we'll see in next Sif. One more point that the Machaber says, It says that dafka kushin neifel ba'isit sad shaveka negada esh. We're only talking about where it does not fall opposite the fire. Aval im nafal kenegada esh, mutter sha'esh sofer yumi yavshay. If it falls opposite the fire will burn it up before it gets a chance to be balea into the pot. And the Rama says, and if it falls where the fire is, then the pot is also mutter. What? For going teapot, it's only if a small drop fell. But if a lot fell, it should not be matter. Even if it falls against the fire, unless it's opposite the right tip and the shishim. And the Moshe says, V'oza kadeva havi asura. And in such a case, the kadeva is asur. Afili yesh shishim etafshil, negara tipa shenafla. Even if there's 60 in this pot, against the drop that fell, the pot is still asur. Then the Ramah finishes, V'yara miyad, hatafshil memeno, b'tzad achor, shloika negara tipa. You should pour out the opposite side of where the drop fell. V'bishla b'kadeva tafshil achor, dinne kemoi b'pamishin. And to use the pot, a second time, it's like the first time, then opposite the right, you only need 60, and opposite the right, you need 60 times 60. So this sif is the basis of the reason why we can use the same stove grates for both milchiks and fleishiks. The mekor really is in Hilchos Pesach, and Siman Tov Nun Aleph, the end of Sif Dalet. Over there it says, Chatzuva Tzorach Libun. Chatzuva is a tripod. Or today in Ivrit, Chatzuvot are the grates on the stove. So it says, by Pesach, Chatzuva, these grates or tripod needs libun. But the Mishnah Berurah says over there in Sif Katan Lamed Daled, Bezehu rak lechatchila, this is only lechatchila because of the chumah of chometz, the be'emes shtei kedeiros hanoigos zu bezu, because two pots that touch each other, and yoytzis habliya mizu bezu, the blios will not go from one to the other, kumavoya b'yoredeya simen sadek be'sif zayin, like we'll see in the next sif. So one reason to be matir is because there's no liquid medium between the pot and the grate. And even if there's a little bit of moisture, there's a Chavis Das that says that a little bit of moisture does not transfer blias from one pot to the next. The gam yesh litlois sha'af im nishbach kva nisvach v'holachloi. And even if it does spill, it burns up before it has a chance to absorb. Kivan shebachol shahi al ha'esh. Since it's on the fire the whole time. So Rav Moshe Feinstein in Igros Moshe, Chelek Aleph Simen Nun Tes, says that the second half of this Mishnah Berurah is based on our sif. That since it's on the fire, it will get burned up right away. Rav Moshe goes even further and says that even if it's a big spill, and we learned over here that if it's a big spill, it's asur, he says that's only if it's opposite the fire, like in the olden days stoves, where the fire wasn't exactly touching the pot. But over here, in our stoves, since it's falling directly into the fire, it will get burned up, and therefore you can use the same grates for both milchiks and fleishiks. And he says that is the minig. B'medina seinu means in America, that's the minig, that people use the same grates for both milchiks and fleishiks. Over here in Eretz Yisrael, there are those that are machmer and say that you should preferably be careful to use separate. But then over here, it's only a chumah, and I was told that if you know it's going to spill, you should preferably use, let's say, a challenge that you spill over all the time, or a soup. You should preferably use one separate for fleishiks and milchiks, but again, it's only a chumah. But mikra din, one can use the same grades for milchiks and fleishiks.